I can't believe you put me on Scorcher. Why not just advertise me on Craigslist? I load dishes into the dishwasher with lots of noise. Can you please be more careful? Don't break anything. My sister chastises me. Oh, this noise is intentional. At the very least, you deserve a headache for offering me up like some prized pig at auction. I halt in the process of loading the last dish. Okay, that's a bad analogy. You get my point. It's time for the kid plates. The plastic ones from IKEA. Different colors. Each child has a favorite color and fights for it. Especially my nieces and nephews. So I bought duplicate sets for each of my siblings with children. It makes babysitting easy on me. Which happens often, considering my best meal is boxed mac and cheese with added American cheese for extra flavor. I'm the aunt everyone wants to have over. There's no way I'd put you on Craigslist, my older and only sister Beth states in a matter-of-fact tone. That would probably be considered human trafficking. I didn't want to go to jail. Beth is totally serious. Unlike me, the snark isn't strong where my sister is concerned. Instead, she's known for her volatility and competitive nature. It was tough at times growing up with Beth. She always needed to be the center of attention, the perfect child. Then the perfect wife and mother. I learned to adapt, to ignore a lot of what she does and says, to be extra supportive because she needs it so badly. Once the dishes are loaded, I move on to her sofa, where I shove the scattered clean laundry aside. I settle in with the empty basket beside me and take a sip of my coffee. It's bitter and on the cool side, like my current mood as I study my sister's living room. It's complete with taupe walls, matching furniture, and all kid-proof, just like the rest of her house. Beth has 3 kids, ages 5, 7, and 10. I often help her with some mom duties. Today, it's loading the dishwasher and folding laundry while they're at school. The weekend's coming, and the kids will soon stay with their dad. Weekly, like clockwork. The separation has been hard on all of them, especially my sister. Disappointing our dad has been even more difficult. Unlike me, she's never been a disappointment to him before. Not once. Daddy loves her husband, Scott. She still loves Scott, too, and misses him, though she wears a brave front. My sister watches me with the intensity of a hawk and takes a huge gulp of her coffee from a mug that reads, World's Greatest Mom. Her light brown hair is a little messy. It's not like Beth to forget to run a brush through her hair. Even her clothes are a mess. The label for her shirt is in the front. What's with you? I study her pronounced features and wide eyes. Why am I doing all the work today? There's something else, isn't there? What did you do, Beth? Beth downs another gulp of coffee. Nothing. Just Scorcher, I swear. Why don't I believe you? Placing a stack of neatly folded shirts in the empty basket, Beth answers me at long last. Maddie and I know you need someone, even if you're too stubborn to admit it.